Now, number 50, theta as messed must contain considerations which are lies. In other words, there isn't a single piece of messed in the world which isn't to some degree or another lying. All right, now let's look at that then and find then the only crime that you could possibly commit is being there. I don't care where. This is the only crime that you could commit. And this is all your parents objected to, and this is all your preclear's parents objected to, and this is all a preclear objects to when you're auditing him and he growls at you. They add tremendous significances into this, but all they object to is being there. Now, if you run SOPHC opening procedure, and you run it very definitely with that postulate. Get the fact that the wall is there. Get the fact that the chair is there. That something else is there. You're liable to knock your preclear practically flat. I'm not advising you to use this as part of opening procedure. It's a violent process. Now, you get almost any preclear and just have him stand up in the middle of the room and just say, get the idea to that empty space out in front of you there that it's there. It's there, it's there. My goodness, his mother will show up and eight or nine of his wives and all sorts of things will show up all the way down the line. And he'll have all kinds of people standing in front of him. They're all there, you see. But that's the only crime that theta can commit. That's a lie. You see, that theta can be there is a lie. And that's the only bad thing that anybody has ever done is be there. Now, that's all actually that the GE is doing. He stands there. He's visible. He is being there, and we must have introduced a lie. The basic lie which is introduced is time. Now, it's interesting to note that it's the second postulate which persists, because persist means time, and it's the second postulate which introduces time, so this becomes elementary. Now, we say, let's look at this one. Let's find this fellow who's awfully sick. Oh, he's terribly sick. Boy, is he a problem. Oh, he's a problem to himself, and a problem to his family, and a problem to his auditory. Oh, he's a problem. He's terrific. Do you know that he must have had an original postulate that he was well before he could make a second postulate that he was sick? And do you know that the postulate that he was sick must have denied the postulate that he was well? And so his original sickness was a falsity, and he knew it at the time he made it darned well. He knew when he said he was sick that day to keep from going to school, he knew it, that it was a lie. He knew it was a lie. And he got a persistence of the sickness. And now here he is, 89 years of age and all crippled up. And we find out that the basic postulate was the fact that he was well, however. Now, how could sickness ever get any power except through wellness? Now, we look underneath every lie to find out that it was the truth, the static itself, which gave it power. The lie has no power because it is a perversion. Persistence has no power that is not based upon the static itself. So we have the basic lineup at all times and in all places that the lie is empowered by truth. Truth must have existed, and a good condition or quality must have existed prior to a bad condition or quality, and vice versa. If a good condition is existing, very possibly the basic postulate was a lie. A bad condition. The basic postulate was a bad condition.